This porcelain, shaped like lanterns that are often seen in Chinese festivals, was made during the Qianlong period. Note how similar the colour of the glaze is to that of the rouge used by the ladies. This is how the pigment got its name, rouge red. Since the pigment originally came from Europe, it was also known as Western red in China. During the Kangxi period, the Governor-General of Guangdong and Guangxi provinces presented the emperor with imported enamel pigments. Since then, imperial and folk kilns emulated the production of enameled porcelain and learned the Western techniques, which had a significant influence on the development of coloured porcelain. In addition to rouge red, the imported enamel pigments at that time also included certain hues of yellow, white, and green. The technique of producing rouge red was intricate. Craftsmen would add a minute amount of gold at a ratio of 1 to 10,000 to the glaze as a colouring agent. The glazed vessel would then be fired at a relatively low temperature of 800 degrees Celsius. In 1728, during the Yongzheng period, the imperial porcelain factory at Jingdezhen in Jiangxi province already had the skills to produce their own enamels of various colours. At its peak, the factory could produce up to 57 kinds of coloured glazes. The amount of rouge red glazed porcelain produced, as well as the quality of the glaze, reached new heights during the Yongzheng and Qianlong period.